Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So from my family to Katie's family, you were telling us about some sort of egg thing that your daughter's doing right
now?
Yeah,
an egg cleanse.
What is this?
So it's actually a ritualistic kind of thing. It's a very spiritual belief, and it's done in cultures for centuries. So what it is, it's the belief that the egg will take away some of the negative energy in your body. So you take an egg, you take a whole uncracked egg, and you move it from your head to your toe, and you get all of the bad. Don't look at me like that, Jeremy. Like, you can't
I'm telling you this story.
Like, this
I don't
is
want
serious.
To be disrespectful, so
this
please
is serious.
Continue.
So what you do is you take the egg, and again, you move it from your head down to your toe. I don't know why. And here's the thing. Then all of the negative energy in your body gets trapped in the egg, and it actually, no yolk, it makes the egg transition into something. Like, all the negative energy gets trapped into the egg. And then part of the ritual is to take that egg and crack it into water. And there are people who can read that egg for you and tell you exactly what's going on with your body. I am not one of those people, but they're out there.
What
and
are
so
they looking for?
They're looking
like
for
color,
inconsistencies.
Texture.
Yes. And people, you can read your own egg. Like, if you, you know, don't laugh,
yes,
but
I'm
talking about it.
I'm laughing.
So
I'm cracking up.
That's funny.
Stop.
You can read your own egg, and it'll tell you what kind of things are going on in your life. I mean, it is pretty accurate as far as just
is
like.
Is this a TikTok thing
it's
that
not.
She just told you is
no.
like a spiritual.
No, no, it is like, so here's the thing.
It sounds like a TikTok thing.
It you recite a prayer while you're doing it, and then you crack that egg into a glass of water to read the results by examining the patterns that appear. So like cloudy water, dark spots, strange shapes in the yolk, thought to indicate negativity, stress or spiritual attack. So again, this is a thing that's been
going
on
for
centuries. They don't say warm or cold egg. Again, people who
I think I'd want a cold egg. It would probably feel kind of good.
Zoe has done this multiple times. I've never done it, so I can't tell you exactly how it feels, what goes into it. It just fascinates me when she does it because she fully believes that it helps. Like, she's like,
you're
not an egging, but you feel lighter when you do it. Like, you just kind of feel like
Do you have to be naked to do this?
Oh, naked. I thought
naked.
You said, do you do an egging?
No, no, no.
I was like, I don't think
no,
you
that's
to go
what you
egg
do
houses.
When you're a teenager at a sleepover
a
and you go egg the neighbors.
I don't know. Maybe. It just as you rub this uncooked egg over your whole
that's
body.
That's the thing.
So
if you're going to get your whole body, you got to probably be like standing naked in your living room with a dozen.
Yeah. It doesn't say whether you're naked or not. It doesn't.
I would do it naked.
So some traditions suggest adding a pinch of salt to the water and praying over the egg before starting. So there
all
are
right.
some things like that. It doesn't mention whether or
I'd
not
like,
you need to be naked here.
I like the aspect of it. Would be, yeah, it's like you're thinking visually of the egg and it is absorbing everything negative then
yeah.
and sucking it into the yolk.
Yeah.
And then you, I don't know.
Kind of just release it, you know?
Trying to be pot. Who is this, Josh? Janine?
This is Jeannie.
Or Jeannie, I'm sorry. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi. Are you going to talk about eggs?
Yes, she's describing what's called the ojo.
Thank you. Yes, because Hispanic culture is big in Hispanic culture. So please explain to us more, Jeannie, what it is.
Do you have to be naked?
Only if you're a baby.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Okay.
I'm a little baby.
So have you done this, Jeannie? Can
yeah,
you
okay.
explain? Okay.
Go ahead, Katie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Jeannie,
ask
tell
away.
Us what it is. Tell us like what we can expect with it.
So from my family, I'm Hispanic. My grandmother, my father, and now me, you get an uncooked egg out of the fridge. You warm it up with your hands. Mm. And if the child or the adult is ill, you pray over them with the egg, rubbing the egg across their forehead in the sign of the cross. And you also recite a prayer of healing. So you can do either the Lord's Prayer or a family prayer of some kind as you're praying over the child or the person with the ailment.
Okay.
And once you have fully covered the body as far as from head to toe, bottom of the feet, palms of the hand, then you crack open the egg into a glass of water, typically a clear glass, so that way you can see the energy that the egg has taken, and it can produce almost sometimes a person in the water. The yolk itself will sink to the bottom, and then the whites of the egg will usually form whatever evil or energy has been taken out of the person.
No way!
Fascinating.
So you've seen this firsthand, like images
yes.
appear in the what, the yolk yes. or the white. What kind of yes. things have you seen?
So if the yolk is at the bottom, excuse me, if the yolk is at the bottom, it's usually covered completely in white. So it would be like the whites of the egg completely covering the yellow part. Like you can barely see the yellow part because it's covered in so much white. There's been other times where the yolk will sink and the egg yolk, the whites of the egg will form like a, lack of a better word, like a little stick figure, and it'll look like a person. So you'll see like a head, you'll see arms, and you'll see legs.
So who's the little person then?
Typically, they call it the evil eye. So the ojo, which is the evil eye, they will typically say that like an unmarried female was looking at the child for too long. And they didn't touch the baby when they said hi because they were looking at it too much.
Katie, stop staring at the baby.
I know,
Katie,
like,
that's Katie. It's
I'm
a little stick
female.
Figure, Katie.
Ah! That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Typically, if you're a Hispanic mom and somebody sees you're staring at their baby and you're like, oh, they're so cute, they'll sometimes say, can you just touch her feet or touch her hand because they want to avoid the ojo.
Whoa.
Let me ask you, Jeannie, now you keep saying that you're doing this to kids and babies. I mean, do you do this to adults?
Yeah.
You can do it to teenagers. You can do it to adults.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because again, my kiddo has done it multiple times now, Jeannie, and she says it makes her feel lighter. Like, but again, she does it to herself. Is that still effective, or do you need someone else to do it for you?
Typically, it is somebody else that does it. I've actually never done it on myself. But I'm assume that you get the same results.
Okay. All right.
I kind of want to try this.
I know. This is pretty fascinating to me. I've never tried it either, but it's definitely something that interests me.
I would look it up and you can get some more information. My dad even did a paper on it when he was in college.
Okay.
So
this is a thing. It's been around for a minute.
It's been around for a long time. Yeah. Even my grandmother she was born in 19. I don't even know when, but yeah, it's been around for a while.
Is one final thing. Is there, maybe I missed it, but is there an actual name for this instead of egg rubbing?
The ojo.
It's called the ojo. Okay.
Okay.
The ojo.
Hey.
Huh. Or evil eye.
Ooh, that's what my mom gave me if I was acting up in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's a different. It's a
Jeannie.
Different one.
Jeannie, fascinating. Yeah. And thank you for being our expert on this.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a
all
good
right,
day.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was nice of her to call in.
Yeah.
And actually give us some legitimate information.
Well, exactly. Again,
instead of baby Nana just rubbing eggs on herself.
Well, that's how we, I mean, when she calls me and tells me these things, I'm like, oh,
what
are
you doing?
Probably going to talk about this because this is fascinating
I'm glad
to me.
We did.
Yeah,
I've
same.
Never heard of this before.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thank you, Jeannie.